Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
But I certainly wanted to have on to talk about all the stuff, all the chaos from college football on Saturday was Bill Bender from the Sporting News, college football reporter and columnist, one of our favorite guys to talk
Double
to.
Double B!
Bill, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the time. Your perspective about the 12-team playoff year. What's the biggest way that this has changed things? I find it to be pretty entertaining the way that it's gone, but what do you feel like is the biggest change that's taken place this fall with the 12-team playoff versus what we've seen in years past?
There are trade-offs. Trade-offs being the regular season's been fun, but consequences are less. You know, in past years, Georgia would lose that Alabama game and it would impact the entire season. Now, you know, there's the possibility of having two three-loss teams playing the SEC championship game. I mean, those are the kind of – it's made my head spin, honestly. It's harder to pick games on a week-to-week basis. I'll admit that. My against-the-spread picks have not been great. I'm actually doing way better in the NFL.
Yeah, me too. Way better in the NFL this year.
All of that, take it into account. We've got a really fun rivalry week and conference championship in store. And I think the SEC, the problem is Kirby's right. It's really hard to win on the road. Start doing it. So that's made it interesting.
Yeah.
B, when you look at it, go back to Georgia and everything, and you go into the week, going to yesterday's Saturday's afternoon game, they're going against UMass, obviously, whatever. But it's like, okay, there's so many scenarios for them to be able to play in Atlanta in the SEC championship game. I mean, especially when you go back to the Ole Miss loss. Did you ever think that Georgia, especially since the Ole Miss loss, that they would be in this predicament because of what happened for the teams in front of them?
If you'd have told me that at 3:30, even after Ole Miss loss, I said probably not, right? Like Alabama's going to win, and they went on the road and played horrible. So the fact that Georgia has clinched and is playing the winner of that Texas A&M game in the SEC championship game is really interesting to me. Georgia, I would term them as this. I think Ohio State's been the most consistent team in the country, without the Oregon game notwithstanding. That was on the road. They lost by 1 point. I think Georgia, Oregon, going to laugh, Notre Dame, and those are kind of the teams that, to me, Texas, those are the ones that look national championship caliber. I think there's about 5 or 6 teams.
Now, I don't laugh because a couple of my coworkers were saying the same thing before the show today. We were talking about what teams you had in that group, and they put Notre Dame in there as well. Bill Bender joining us here from the Sporting News, talking college football. And this is unknowable. Like, we'll be able to look back on this and talk about it 10 years from now if it's what happens. But it's kind of fun to guess at. Do you feel like this era is creating this parity? Like, is this parity here to last, or is this just a one-year thing where a lot of the teams at the top are similar to the teams in the middle?
Well, the parity, but the teams we just listed are, you know, they've been in the playoff most of the time, yeah, with the exception of Oregon and Texas. Texas was there. Texas is the only one of those 5 teams that was in it last year. I don't think the Ohio State dominance or the Georgia dominance will go away. I just think it creates interesting news stories. None larger the last couple of weeks than Arizona State. Like,
oh,
they lost to Cincinnati, yeah, right? Like, oh, is that a bad one? Like, they playing very well in the Big 12, where the parity is supreme. The gap between State and even Oklahoma State at the bottom, who hasn't won a Big 12 game, is not that large.
Bill, who's a 3-loss team? Because we were talking earlier, let me go back. Who is the team outside the SEC and the Big Ten who could probably get a second team in? And who would they be, you thought?
Well, ACC. I think, okay, SMU and Miami can both get in if they take care of business this week. But there is a scenario, and I sketched this out for Sporting News today. Imagine if Clemson was in South Carolina. I'll answer your first question. South Carolina is that 3-loss team I've watched the last month and have been nothing but impressed with. Right. They're playing great on both sides, and they have an edge rush, and they have a quarterback playing very well. But they could beat Clemson. Clemson could back into the ACC championship game if Miami loses at Syracuse, which isn't out of the question. Mm-hmm. Imagine, and this is a week after Dabo called the playoff the SEC Big Ten Invitational. So that's just one wrinkle that you're like, wait a minute, are you serious? And then you kind of sketch it out and you, yeah, that could happen.
Yeah, Clemson wins that game and gets some help, wins the ACC championship. They end up with a bye.
Oh, like, politician Dabo.
Yeah, after saying what he said, they end up with a bye and they're on to the next round of the playoff. It's been crazy. Saturday was the craziest Saturday we've had thus far. Bill Bender joining us from the Sporting News, talking some college football ahead of rivalry weekend as well. Obviously, Indiana had their chance to prove something on Saturday. Ohio State played really well. They are really good. How do you view Indiana now coming out of that loss?
I still think they're going to get in the playoff. Now, I from two lenses, I was there at the game, and Indiana's not an Ohio State zip code. That was pretty clear. Ohio State's defense was dominant. They were home. They were angry. But I would say this. The fact that Ohio State kind of showed them up at the end of the game let me know that Indiana's on their radar. They don't do those things to Northwestern. Mm-hmm. They don't do those things to Michigan State. So, and then Cignetti afterward, I was saying this earlier today, not the viral TV guy. He was very complimentary of Ohio State in the press conference. Very matter of fact, very confident in their playoff chances. They've got to grow from that. And the way I would say is, no, they're not there yet, but that doesn't mean they can't get in this playoff where you have 2 and 3 lost teams that haven't been consistent. You can say what you want about Indiana, but it's been pretty consistent throughout the year.
Bill, who's the best team in college football?
Ohio State right now.
Okay.
But can change. I mean, here's another one for this week. And imagine Ohio State somehow – and Michigan got my attention with 50 points over the weekend. What if Michigan beats them? Then you get into the – and I live in Central Ohio. I've grown up in Ohio and been around it my whole life. So I will say this, that if I went outside to my bus stop when I pick up my daughter here in an hour and I asked one of the dads, hey – would you rather win the national championship or beat Michigan? I can tell you what the answer is going to be. And it's going to be beat Michigan this year, especially. So that's that weird twisted logic where you could lose to Michigan and win the national title. And I don't think some people around here have done that math yet.
Hey, Bill, first of all, because I know you coach a baby girl, her basketball team. How did it go this year?
Hey, we're doing well. Hey, we're getting started right now. Like, we just had our preview a couple weeks ago. They're working, and volleyball went well, and basketball is going to go well. The best miracle of the week was I'm helping with my son's team, too. We got through two schedules with one conflict. I was like, that's pretty good. So we'll
that's
get through
good.
The weekends
that's and, really good.
And through
that's
the college
good.
Football playoff where I'm watching these games. So schedule maestro the last couple weeks.
My man. When you go back, and what team that is a 3-loss team that maybe brand name could get them in that 12?
Alabama, right? Okay. Isn't it? Like, they become the first – I don't know how, though, right? Like, you can't watch them
– How?
How – yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how can you watch the Oklahoma game and say that's a playoff team? The way that they play on the road versus home is just – startling to me. So maybe it's not them. Maybe it is Texas A&M wiggling through the SEC championship game. Maybe it's, I don't think Ole Miss can. So those are, I know they're going to stack up and we're going to talk about it, but I mean, Alabama is the easiest answer based on the helmet, but you can't tell me they deserve it the way that they've played in some of these road losses.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like their path to get to the championship game and find a way in was the easiest of the teams that they were kind of grouped with, and then they go out and do what they did against Oklahoma. Let's crystal ball this Saturday, Friday as well, because some of the rivalry games are Friday as well. Last Saturday was as chaotic as you'll see. Do you have any chaotic predictions for this weekend?
I think South Carolina does beat Clemson.
Oh.
I think Miami – Syracuse is interesting, but I don't get to make a prediction there because I'm not sure which Kyle McCord shows up. Ohio State takes care of their business. Here's another one that could happen that's going to infuriate people. What if Notre Dame loses out at USC and still gets in the playoff? Their mind because they lost to Northern Illinois. But again, this is the new world we live in where – losses are – I've made the comparison to golf all season. It's like – and I have a lot of mulligans in those scrambles. But you get a mulligan. You get two now.
Do you think there's a chance because Oregon kind of has – I know they're in the Big Ten championship game. They maybe could lose that and to Washington and still get in. Do they overlook the Washington game? This is coming from a Washington Huskies alum
and
diehard. Do they overlook us and let us beat them for the fourth straight time?
I'm going to let you do it, but I think you guys haven't lost at home, right?
Yep.
You got that right this morning. It's still a tough place to play. All-in game for them, and I think they can move the ball a little bit. But the problem might come – Oregon really run the football, and Washington's, had a couple games where – run defense let down a little bit. I think it'll be close, though. I like Washington to – I'll give you this. I like Washington to cover. Not sure they can beat that Oregon team coming off a bye week.
Yeah, unfortunately, that game is also in Autzen. So our home field.
Oh, no. I better go fix that. I thought it was at Washington. That's – okay, one big error today. Not bad.
I wish it was. We have them like 22 straight games at home. Bill, we appreciate it.
Double B.
Get in the system and change that right away. So I'll do that. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you,
Bill Bender. There, look at that. We helped him out. He's in his upcoming article. He'll be sure to mention that that game will be played in.